Tapi sudah ke
Hey, Richard.
Hey Jim, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Richard?
Yeah, let me turn my sound up a little bit. Andy, hey.
Hi.
Hey, we're all here.
Yep.
So let me get my headset on. You guys hear me?
Yep.
All right.
So let me try one more time to make a printout of the agenda that I set out. give me a second. My printer's been acting up all day. So, how's everybody doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, doing well.
Okay, good, good, good to hear. All right, let's call the meeting to order. It's 7:02 p.m. And unfortunately, I don't have it all. I have to switch screens to see what's on the agenda. I don't think there's any members of the public, so we can skip the public comments. And honestly, I think it's probably gonna be a quick meeting tonight. Right now, we just basically have to stay in compliance with the rules. We had an election that we were supposed to hold in July, and we couldn't pull together an August meeting, so we're trying. But it's good to see you guys.
Yeah, right. It's been a while.
All right. So I have a letter from the town clerk on the election of officers. That's the June 28th letter that I mentioned before. And it basically says that we need to elect our officers. We need at least three officers, and there's three of us, so we each get a spot. And we have to do it in July, but that's not gonna happen. And we need to vote on the positions, and that's on our agenda. So let's see what else is next, real quick. So I emailed the Connecticut, the next thing is an email exchange with the Connecticut Green Bank. I emailed Emily Basham, who runs the Connecticut Solar Map Program. And they, a couple things, they still want to work with us. Obviously, we know the carport turned out to be too expensive and they couldn't make it work last year, which was a huge, huge bummer because that would have been a really nice, visible project. But they do want to work with us on the center school this year, if that's still possible. And the utility filings that would have to happen would happen in March. So we still have time to get our act together and basically do what we did for the carport. So that's good to know. And then I wrote a letter, which I was planning on dropping off today. I sent it out to you guys, to the Bolton Superintendent of Schools, requesting electrical bills and results of the re-roof, whether the roof has been re-roofed and or the engineering report. So that I will get that in by the end of this week, and that way we can actually like stay on track if things look favorable.
Sure.
My guess is that the engineering report won't mention solar at all and whatnot. If that's the case, then the solar map program can send an engineer. But in order for that to happen, we have to talk to a lot of different people to basically make sure everybody's on board with what we're doing and there are no real objections. So I would talk to the town manager, acting town manager. I would talk to Kristen Hecht and Johnny B and anybody else who wants to talk to me.
So Richard, you said the letter to the superintendent of schools for the energy, you're going to send that? You got it finalized now and you're going to send it this week?
Yeah, literally I didn't make any changes except for that one that you said, you know, give us the most recent electric one. I sent it out to you guys like last Friday, I think.
Yeah. I think the key thing is to tell them specifically the date range that you want it for.
Okay. Yeah. Agreed. I just need a recent one. You know, if it's August, that's great.
Then just say you need the recent monthly. Before it was kind of nebulous. The person's going to read it and not know, well, what do you want? You want bills for 5 years, 10 years, a month?
Yeah.
Just tell them specifically what you're after. But just for 1 month, tell them you like it. The most recent monthly bill is all we need.
Yeah.
You save yourself some time because they'll just get back to you and ask you more specifically what you're after.
Great. And that's a change I just made. So I will print this into a hard copy and bring it down to the school board office before the end of the week. I've been busy doing a lot of inspections lately. So. And then, that's our correspondence. Granted, we've been slow. You know, we haven't had a lot on our agenda. I mean, we could pick up more if it turns out that we're not going to, the solar map thing isn't going to happen in 2023. We should seriously switch gears and start looking at energy efficiency for the school buildings and for the town buildings. Talk to Johnny B, see what they have in mind. That sort of thing. All right, ongoing business. Again, we're looking at the center school. We don't know the re-roofing plans, or even if they may have already put a new roof on. I'm not sure. I kind of doubt it because I didn't see any activity there this summer. We need to get some information on the structural assessment and the solar map program. We know that's going okay. So, and they're really jazzed. They would love to work with us with the solar map. I missed something, actually. I missed on the agenda. We didn't, I didn't put down approval. Oh, I did put down approval of meetings of March 24th special meeting. And I'm jumping ahead. So, have you guys had a chance to read the March 24th meeting minutes?
Yes.
And as it turns out, on the March 24th meeting minutes, there were things that I was supposed to be doing, and I don't know if I did any of them. In fact, I may be doing them now. One of them was to notify the Board of Selectmen that we're interested in putting solar on the center school. And I was going to write a letter for that. And that's still an open action item for me. Then there was the same things that are still on the agenda now, which are engineering report, re-roofing schedule, electric bills. So all in favor of accepting the meetings as is?
Aye.
Aye. All right, 3-0. All right, car chargers. Do you think the town is going to want to do car chargers? I'll let you guys lead on this one. I know a lot less about car chargers than the two of you.
I haven't done really much or anything since, you know, in the interim on this. I know that Biden just pledged, I want to say it was like $800 or $900 million, or I don't know if it's passed yet, but towards like a national electric car charger campaign. And but what the implications of that are, you know, I'm not sure, but I would imagine that there'll be some better incentives coming up soon.
Yeah, I heard a lot about level 3 chargers along the highways, so that you can drive from point A to point B, like New York to Boston or whatever, and then stop at a car charger, charge quick, and get going.
Hmm.
That's what I heard on the news anyway.
That's what they're talking about. Okay, so it's geared towards that more. Okay. I have another.
Well, as far as the recommendations of the Board of Selectmen, last time we talked, Richard, the idea was to go simply ask them a question. Have they got any interest in getting level 2 car chargers somewhere in Bolton, like a lot of towns have done, or like a lot of businesses have done? Is that something they're interested in doing, either having some put at the high school or at the center school or at the town offices? Because until we find out if they've even got any interest in this.
Yeah, we're an advisory committee. You're absolutely right.
So I think that's what needs to be done, is to ask, because there is an incentive program in place right now in Connecticut that runs through December 31st of this year and has pretty significant incentives for helping pay for level 2 chargers and different incentives for level 3 chargers, which are much more expensive. The town is not going to put in a level 3 charger. That's not the idea. The idea would be put in a level 2 charger. And we'd really have to find out, why would Bolton want to do that? Because it could be that does Bolton want to be a town that says, yes, we support electrification of our transportation network. And that's, so therefore we've even put level 2 chargers in our town to make them available to people here in town. They'd have to be willing to probably pay for the electricity that is used by these chargers.
Right.
So there'd have to be something there that they're like, they want to be a leader in this, you know, electrification of transportation. Or if they think they have a potential to get electric vehicles for the town in the near future,
like Stafford,
having level 2 chargers somewhere that they could use to charge the town vehicles would be of value. So I think it really, you need to find out if there's any interest. My gut feeling is a town like Bolton, which seems to be mired in its historic rural character that it wants to maintain, which is really a way of saying don't change a thing. I can't imagine them being interested in car chargers. Why do they want to help people charge their electric car? I think it's the question you have to ask the Board of Selectmen.
Yeah, I think that letter that I promised to write in March, I should be writing it now and putting these questions in there.
But in the minutes from last month, there is a link to the details of that program. I think I summarized it in the minutes as well. And if they wanted us to come and talk to them about it, then I would be glad to support a discussion like that. But I think that's the next step, is to talk to the Board of Selectmen and find out, is there any interest in pursuing this stuff?
I agree.
If you look at all the towns in Eastern Connecticut, all around us, Bolton is way behind in solarizing its schools, its town buildings, putting in chargers. We're way behind.
I agree. Just look at Coventry, you know, and here we are, the last in line, you know.
Well, like I said, I think there's a lot of people in Bolton. That's exactly the way they want it.
Yeah. But, you know, every time I drive through Vernon, I drive past Vernon's carport, you know, at the police station. And I'm like, why do they have a carport and we don't? You know, it's carport envy. And then that system on the first solar array on the Vernon police station.
Yep.
The one that has that somebody threw something solid at it and broke panels.
Nice.
I designed that system. Like I drive past it and I see it broken, and it makes me cringe.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't think that kind of vandalism is all that common, because we were worried about that too. Our solar panels sit out right by the road, and somebody driving by, although there's not a lot of traffic on our road.
Yeah.
I always wondered if somebody was going to do that, but I don't think it happens very often. So
I think somebody might have been mad at the police and just saw the panels and decided to throw a rock at them.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah. So I have this, Jim, those are excellent points. So we have to determine whether or not the Board of Selectmen are interested in car chargers, and why would Bolton want car chargers? Not that we want them to think that. And then I have a note here that I should talk to Jim Rupert, and that should go in the letter that we are desperately deserve to send to the town, because we haven't sent them a letter in over a year. And that's when we had to really explain what the solar carports would be like and all about it. And we wrote them a nice clear letter and they liked it. It was well received.
And while we're on the subject of these chargers, in my mind, if Bolton really wanted to do something to make Bolton special from a standpoint of having electric car chargers, we ought to figure out how to either incentivize or help some retail businesses install level 3 chargers, because that's what's going to make a big difference. That's what somebody's going to go, if they want to move to Bolton, or they're looking for a town to live in, and they know they've got an electric car, they want an electric car, and it's not a Tesla. Tesla already has all the level 3 chargers you need out there. Nobody cares. If you're driving it, they're driving a Tesla, they wouldn't care if a town put in a level 3 charger. But if they're driving, say, a Chevy Bolt, that they've got to use either a level 2 charger at home, or they've got to seek out a level 3 charger. If there was one, say, at that new, whatever replaced the mobile station down there on Route 85 and 44,
right.
If there was a level 3 charger there, they would be going bingo. That I'm in, because they can, on their way home from work, they pull in their charge for 30 minutes and they're good to go the next day. That's the kind of thing is going to make people interested in Bolton, is the fact that there are some retail establishments have started installing level 3 chargers.
I don't think
the town would do that. They'd have to somehow get a business or incentivize somebody like that mobile station place to put in a level 3 charger.
Yeah, I agree. We're also really close to Route 6, which has a lot of traffic.
Yep. A lot of people come from Willimantic. They're from Hartford to Willimantic. Traffic is huge. So exactly, that they've got a place where they know there's a level 3 charger on the way. And especially if it's put somewhere, I don't know what businesses Bolton has that's trying to attract customers, but even that mobile station, it looks like it's going to be a big kind of food store or something, or a small food store. That could be a big plus for that store.
Charge and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's exactly that's what Tesla's model is. Tesla puts their superchargers at locations where the people can plug in, and for the 30 minutes they're there, they walk into the store and spend $25 and come back out.
So my thought is that the state program is kind of misdesigned. I've seen some state programs designed. Giving it to the utility company is probably not the best idea. I know the Green Bank didn't necessarily want it. But for a town, to be able to say to a town, hey, if you put it in a level two charger, we pay for it. We pay the power for it. And you get a couple pennies per kilowatt hour put in the car. It's a small but, you know, present revenue stream. Then towns might do it. But that program doesn't exist.
No, that's not what they're doing.
That's not it.
The only business I can think of that would actually could benefit from having a level two charger is a place like Georgina's.
Yes.
Where people come and they park their car for a couple hours to have dinner. You know, they go in for a dinner and they park their car, parking here, plugging into a level two charger for a couple hours, you get 60, 70 miles of range with that. That's a value. So that's called a destination charger. You've gone to a destination where you're going to park and stay for a while. But for somebody just driving by, the only way you use a level two charger is if you plan to go to where it is and park your car for hours.
Right.
A couple of hours.
Or you're just absolutely feeling the crunch of range anxiety and just want to put a couple kilowatt hours in your car to.
But nobody does that. The people driving electric cars, they don't do that. They don't, unless they're in big trouble. Yeah, oh my God, I'm not going to make it home. And they pull in for 5 or 10 minutes. But most electric car drivers never allow themselves to get in that position. That's a very unusual circumstance.
And the range is so much bigger than it used to be. Electric cars have hundreds of miles of range.
Yeah. Yeah. At least anyone you buy these days, unless you get a little one like I bought, you know, the big ones have 200, 300 miles of range.
Yeah.
So anyway, we should have a discussion with the Board of Selectmen. But again, one of the things I think would be, I would love to poke at is how, is there value and how would we help incentivize somebody to put in a level three charger, get a level three charger in Bolton somewhere. And it's a money-making thing, by the way. When you go to level three chargers, you put your credit card in to charge.
Yep. And it's a piece of equipment just like everything else that can be taxed by the town.
Yep.
You know,
but I also
they tax the gas lines.
It also makes a Bolton more attractive also, because I think the electric cars are coming in waves. The electric car market is going to explode in the next 5 years and everybody's going to have them. And they're going to be looking for places. Who has the level three chargers? Where the hell are they? And if there's one in Bolton, great. I want to live in Bolton. Or it helps incentivize people to live in Bolton. That's my personal feeling about the potential benefit of it.
I see there being a lot of turnover in Bolton in the next few years. We do have a super majority of senior citizens. And I've already noticed in my neighborhood, there's been a lot of newer, younger families moving in.
Same with mine.
Yeah. So let me start to draft something for to the town, and then we can all edit it. And then I'll bring it to, well, we or I can bring it to Jim Rupert and then see what he thinks, and then bring it before the Board of Selectmen.
Okay. Yeah, if you want me to take a look at it, send me your draft. Let me take a look at it, put a sanity check on it. I'd be glad to do that.
Yeah, and it may include language for the solar for the middle school, the Bolton Center School as well. So that gives me a solid action item. Start writing a Board of Selectmen letter. Okay, new business. We have an annual report that is requested by December 20th, 2022, just like last year. And oh, that's not on my agenda. Okay, that's for the next meeting. we have election of officers. I would like to vote that we all stay in our current positions, unless you guys want to switch. But we all have to be officers because we need to fill three slots.
Sure. Yeah, I'll second that. Sounds good to me. Yeah,
okay.
I'll continue being secretary. Because I'm typing away on the minutes right now as we speak.
I always take notes during these meetings because I forget everything after I leave the meeting. I go back to my notes. I'm like, yeah, I did say that, didn't I? All right. So my action items are turn that letter into Kristen Hecht. Ask for the August electric bills for the high school and the middle school, center school. And then start working on a BOS letter, Board of Selectmen letter, asking them about car chargers. And then and then by the time we're ready to turn that in, we'll know something more about the middle school and whether that should be part of the letter. Those are my two action items.
Okay. Hey, before we get off the election, let's just make it official. I mean, the slate is Richard, your chairman, Andy, vice chairman, right? And me as secretary. Does everyone approve? Say aye.
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 So it's unanimous, 3-0.
I'm getting more, less formal as we go along. I used to be very formal. I'm like, okay, I'd like to make a motion. And then I get seconded. But and I would still be that way. But the sustainability committee broke me of that. They're like, what? You don't have to make a motion, just talk. So, all right. I like to adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second. All in favor.
All in favor. 3-0. All right. Good night, guys. Good meeting.
Good night.
Bye-bye.